Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Lajay, baby, your favorite power podcast host for the Dream Hustle Win podcast through RAI Radio Network, baby. You know the one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network business across 14 DRT tracking radio stations, honey. And today, my people, today, we got a surprise for you. We got Mr. Frenchie Glaze in the building. What's good with you, Bobby? Yo, Mr. Frenchie Blaze, what's good with you, baby? But while we waiting on Mr. Frenchie Blaze to come on in the building, I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about him, like where you can find my guy, okay? Now, you can find everything on this cat right here on Instagram.com and on Twitter, honey. His Twitter page, you can find him at REGGIEBLAZE99, honey. You can find him the same place on that good old Instagram, so you need to get at him. I think we got him in the building. Hold on, let me go ahead and drag my boy in real quick. Mr. Blaze, baby, do we got you in the building?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I'm glad we got you in. What's good with you, baby?
What's good? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right now that I got a hold of you. Now, I want you to go ahead and talk to my people because I had the pleasure of listening to your joint Black Rose. I took a look at it on YouTube. Y'all need to go look at it. Reggie Blaze, y'all already know. And I was really feeling the depth of, you know, where you were going with the subject matter. So why don't you talk to my people about Black Rose for the ones who haven't seen it or heard it yet?
So Black Rose is actually, it's a very, very personal song to me. So the place that I'm from is a small town in Utah called Price City. And in this town, there's a big, very big epidemic of drug use, such as heroin and methamphetamines. And it's really affecting the whole city. It's very dirty. There's a quote in the song. There's needles by the kids' parks, and I recently had a homie who overdosed, and we lost him, and I wanted to take that song to bring some awareness and also kind of give tribute to him and his life and just also show people, like life is real, and this is the kind of thing that you see, and it's bad. You got to be aware of it and stray away from it, you know?
No doubt. Like I said, I really appreciate the depth, you know, that was going on in this song because it's not only an epidemic there, it's an epidemic in a lot of different places. And, you know, as the young kids come up, you know, they're hearing it in music, they're seeing it on TV, they're seeing it in the videos, they're seeing it in the movies, you know what I mean? And once you tell a kid not to do something, that kind of sometimes make them want to do it more. So, you know what I'm saying? We need more people like you who are calling attention to it and calling it for what it is and abstaining from that side, you know what I'm saying, of life. So hats off to you, my guy, you know what I'm saying, and big up to you on this joint right here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, you know, being that with the kind of mind that you have and the music that you create, like, why don't you tell me about some of your influences? Because, you know, I believe I read in your bio, you know, Tech N9ne was one of them, and we got a guy here who is doing amazing things with Tech N9ne, you know what I'm saying? So he's always listening. He's always someplace that you don't expect him to be. So why don't you tell us about your influences that helped you get to this point in your life?
Yeah, I grew up on a lot of old school music, Tupac, Biggie, and I come from a Hispanic family, so SPM, Southwark Mexican, was also big in me growing up. But Tech N9ne would have to be my number one influence, just from everything from the music to him, his message, his empire. He's really brought the underground and what I consider is, you know, real rap, real hip-hop music, and has brought that to more of a mainstream light because, in my opinion, nowadays that old, you know, that real rap is kind of fading away from a lot of the mainstream that you hear, and just him being completely independent and overcoming obstacles that he has, I really look up to Tech N9ne, and so he's really he's really given me a lot of determination to keep going and to know that I can build anything that I want to, as long as I work for it and I have the smarts and the talent.
No doubt. You definitely have to have the smarts and the talent to do something like this, because this industry will swallow you whole and then shit you out. I'm not even bull. Y'all know I don't gas nobody. So, I'm glad we got somebody who's like you, who has their head on in the right places, to showcase, where we're supposed to be at in this life. Like, so it sounds like, you've led an experienced life. You see a lot of things that go on around you, You are trying to abstain from it, and you're doing a really good job of that, especially, taking a look at your YouTube. You have a lot of material up there, and I'm definitely digging it. But what are some of the hardships that you've, felt that you had to overcome to even get to this point?
A big thing, I have post-traumatic stress disorder, major anxieties, and lost a lot of people to drugs, to suicides, to just everything. So a lot of mental health, and that's where music has come into play and really helped me as well. And that's another thing with tech that he's really helped me through, is he brings attention to that as well. And so I've taken, a lot of the experiences that have left me, scarred and into hardships, and I've tried to take that and put it into a positive way and be optimistic, and then relay that back into my music and to try to help somebody else and to get through your hard time and just keep pushing.
No doubt. I'm definitely feeling what you got going on, and the way you speak about it, it's 100% real, and that's what people love. They love somebody that is transparent, that they can relate to, So I know that for sure, you got some people out there that's rocking with you. For the rest of my people out there that ain't checked out my boy, Mr. Reggie Blaze, y'all need to check him out at that www.twitter.com/REGGIEBLAZE99, honey. Then you need to slide on over to that Instagram.com/REGGIE.BLAZE. Check him out on YouTube with that joint Black Rose, as well as other joints that he has on there. You won't be disappointed by what he got going on. I think there's something for everybody, because your girl was feeling that tasting. I was feeling that joint right there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No doubt. Now, I know a lot of times there is no dream without the team and vice versa, because we all need somebody. We all need a shoulder. We all need somebody to be that second pair of eyes, when it comes to these things in the industry, because it's a lot of them slithering out here. So why don't you go ahead and give your salute and your shouts out to the people that's holding you up so we can show them the same type of respect.
Yeah, of course. Big shout out to my long time, my friend, my brother, G Ferg. He's now my manager. Big shout out to all my team. You guys know who you are, to my city, everybody that's been rocking with me. And big shout out to the ones who are here with me today, too. And to everybody out there who's going through something, especially, keep your heads up. Thank you for rocking with me.
No doubt. Now, I was taking a look at your Instagram page, and I saw you actually had a show, I believe it was a show, on the 24th. How did that go for you?
Oh, it went great. I was out in Phoenix with a label called Respect the Underground. Shout out to Bag of Tricks Cat from Phoenix. I was out there with that label, and we did a show. It's called Underground Fridays, and it's an artist showcase. And so we went out there, and Phoenix was rocking with us.
Okay, KK. Now, it was ages 18 and up, as you know. But, I know sometimes the ladies, the young ladies be coming out there. So, was you looking at any biddies out there? Because, Arizona hot. So, it means the clothes is even less.
Yeah. It was probably, there's a lot of very beautiful women. But I actually got a lady in myself. I got a little baby. So,
hey.
I keep it real for mine.
I know that's right. Well, shout out to you, baby mama, and Reggie Jr. Yeah, or is it a little girl?
Her name is Shayla.
Oh, shoot. Shout out to you, baby Shayla. Your daddy's doing great things, honey. Yeah. Now, I really want to talk about real quick, because the girl's a small fish in a big pond, and after this, back to your regular scheduled program. But I want to know, what is your main goal for 2019 when it comes to your music?
Really, to get just to get out there more, just reach more people, connect with more fans, and take my career to the next level. Because I really wanna use my message and my platform to not only create something good for myself and my own life, but to really help other people as well. So I'm hoping to really connect with a lot more people this year and get some more connections and opportunities.
Okay, KK, I know that's right. Now, for my people out there that's listening and you want to go ahead and get your bid in, I'm going to need you to send your best tracks. I'm going to need you to send your best beats. And I'm going to need you to go ahead and put all your Jones on the line. If you're trying to work with Mr. Reggie Blaze, you can send them to reggie.blaze435@gmail.com. Make sure you check him out on Twitter.com. That's ReggieBlaze99. And then slide on over to that Instagram, honey, at www.instagram.com/reggie.blaze. And get your bid in for that WERK, baby. And like I said, I'm a small fish in a big pond after this next few regularly scheduled program. So I want to thank you for coming on the show and blessing me today, Reggie.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, most definitely. And you got to make sure you make some time to come, you know, talk to me again, because we want to make sure all the fans get familiar with your voice, get familiar with your music, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the only way you're going to make that happen, you feel me, is reaching out and touching somebody. You dig?
Oh, I did, for sure.
Yeah, 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 people. Like I said, make sure you're checking out my boy Reggie Blaze in the building. Check out that joint Black Rose, honey. I'm telling you, that's going to be one for all of y'all. You dig? This has been your girl, LaJay, baby, for the Dream Hustle Win podcast, RAI Radio Network, and Radio Pushers, honey. Deuces. And we're going to catch you on the flip side.